Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, staycation setup time. Can we say good morning to Kat?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you and the boyfriend?
Well, I guess so far so good. We've been together like 9 months, so I mean, that's a good amount of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
And I guess I'm just being a little paranoid because we've decided that we're not going to like look at each other's phones. We don't have each other's passwords, you know, all that stuff. We just, you know, give each other space, and it's a personal thing. Well, the other day, he was showing me like some pictures or something because he had gone on like a weekend trip, and there were these notifications that kept popping up, and it looked like it was from like Tinder or something.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, that's weird. So I asked him about it, and I was like, you know, what's up with those notifications? Because I don't use it. I'm not on it. I don't even know what it's about.
Right.
And he kind of brushed it off like, oh, you know, I somehow got subscribed to it or something, and now I get these spam emails or whatever. And so I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
So I don't use Tinder. I think you both have, Anish and Carla.
Yeah.
Does that happen? Like, do you just...
Well,
get pop-ups or?
I mean, I still use Tinder, so it's normal for me, but I do know that, like, I tried Match.com a really long time ago, probably over 2 years ago, and I still get emails, so probably, yeah.
Okay.
As far as Tinder, though, like, if you're getting pop-ups like that, that means that your account's active. So that's the thing.
I guess, like, the reason I'm questioning it is because after that, I thought, okay, not a big deal, but then... I recently just saw another notification, but this time it said something like, you've got a message. So does that...
Yeah.
If you're not using it?
Well, if he forgot to hide his card, so we're called playing cards. We're all a card. And if he forgot to hide it before he deleted it, it might still be floating around, maybe.
Hell, I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Basically, what she's saying is that the account is still active because, yes, you can, as long as that account is active, then you can still get messages from people. But the big thing is that in order to get a message from someone on Tinder, you have to match with them. So that's the big
concern. So when it comes down to, he's using Tinder, the dating app. Obviously.
Right.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense why you think your boyfriend might be cheating on you. Ah, got it. Okay. So you guys been together for 9 months and no kind of clue before this Tinder notification that he might be cheating on you?
No. Like I said, you know, we've given each other privacy as far as not looking at phones and stuff. But when he happened to show me those pictures is when something popped up, and that was a red flag for me.
Are you bummed that you had opportunities to cheat on him? You never did and was faithful, and now he could be cheating on you? Like, damn.
That's a terrible thought.
Greg from work was trying to holler at me. I should have gave it up to him if he was going to cheat on me anyways. No, nothing like that?
No.
Okay. I'm not familiar at all with dating apps, but it sounds like, from what Anish and Carla are saying, he's active on this dating app. So let's just give him a call and see who he wants to put on this reservation, because we are going to offer him a free romantic stay.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to do that with him. I'll call him up in a few minutes and ask who he would like to bring for his free romantic stay. So he's going to hear that this is about something that has to do with love.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to hope that he says your name. If he doesn't say your name, then, honey, you go ahead and jump in. You do whatever you need to do. You say whatever it is that you have to say, and just know that we got your back, honey. We are going to make sure that he pays if he has to, all right?
I feel sick right now, but okay.
Well, Miss Kat, now with this notification, does a name come in from the other person?
No, I didn't see anything like that.
No name, okay. If he does say another girl's name, is the relationship over?
I mean, after 9 months and I find this out, that's a no-go. I hate to think that, but I'll be pissed.
That's totally fair.
Understandable, honey. And I always say you don't know until you're actually in the situation. So again, we got you no matter what happens, okay?
Thank you.
No problem.
Kat, hold on right there. We're going to get his number from you and do the staycation setup coming up next with your morning mess. Okay, you were back with a staycation setup. We spoke to Kat moments ago. So, Miss Kat, you getting notifications that you've seen popped up on your man you've been dating for 9 months. A few emails, notifications from Tinder. Now, the only way from what I've learned, and me and Gina have learned from you, Anish, and Carla, you're only going to get notifications from this dating app Tinder if you're active on it.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
He has to match with somebody just to even get a message, and that's my concern, but I don't know.
Yeah, like the first notification wasn't a message, but the second one, I definitely saw that it said, like, you have a message.
Okay, well, let's call up Josh off from the free romantic staycation, see who he wants to put on this reservation. And from then on, Kat, the show is yours. Either you have an apology to give to your boyfriend, like, sorry, I thought you were cheating, but I love you. Or if he does say someone else's name, you got to confront that, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
No, but yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Josh?
Who's this?
Hi, Josh. My name is Jonathan, and I'm with the Aurora Hotel. We're a new establishment here in the Valley, and we're offering select people a free romantic weekend stay, and I'm calling to congratulate you. You're the grand prize winner, so you've won a romantic weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We're throwing in a honeymoon package with that as well, and I'm calling to congratulate you and confirm some details for your reservation. Well, sir, I want to assure you this isn't a scam. We are a new establishment here in the Valley, just offering giveaways for people, including yourself. If you wouldn't mind staying for a weekend and then review your experience in return for the stay, that's all that we're asking for at the moment.
It's not going to cost me anything.
That is correct, sir. There are no deposits, taxes, or fees included with the stay. The only thing you'd be responsible for is room service if you decide to get that. Outside of that, the weekend is completely complimentary. Does that sound good for you, sir?
What do you need from me?
Just a few simple questions to get answered, and I promise it won't take too much of your time. We really appreciate you, Josh. So my first one is, we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, this can be done with maybe a generic message, or if you have something more personal or a little bit more specific, I can jot that down for you. Just let me know which option you'd like, sir.
I can't wait to swipe right on your heart tonight.
Got that written down, Josh. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? If we can start with your guest's first name and then last name, please.
Her name's Maria. I don't know her last name.
Are you serious right now?
Josh, we have to let you know something. So, first of all, Josh, that's your girl Kat on the line who called our show. We're the Morning Mess on Live 105. She suspected you of cheating, and obviously...
Who in the hell is Maria? You don't even know her last name?
No, I don't. I've never met...
How long have you...
It's not cheating. It's just...
What?
It's just a harmless flirtation. That's all it is.
Harmless flirtation? So you're going to go away for a weekend?
Happened.
That's harmless, yeah.
We just talk to each other. We just enjoy each other's, you know, conversation.
You're trying to Elvis that pelvis.
Dude.
This is so ridiculous.
How long have you been hanging out or talking to this person?
Mm-hmm. I've never hung out with her before. Just been talking on the app. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. So it's okay to stay with me and not say anything?
Tinder's used to find friends as well.
Okay. Well, I hate to admit this because I use the app, but it definitely is either a relationship or usually a hookup app, not a friendly... Come on.
Guys, I think I've actually heard enough.
Josh sounds like a loser.
Josh sound like he high. We'll let you get back to your munchies. It looks like it's over. We would offer you some counseling services, but I don't think you need it, man.
No, absolutely not.
Well, she spoke for you, sir.
I think we'll work it out.
Oh, Josh.
My God. This guy's higher than giraffe wibbles.
What?
All right, Josh. We're going to let you go, man. You still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on, bro. Is he a pothead? Seriously, Kat.
Right now because I'm so pissed off.
That's real, girl. I mean, listen, we do have those counseling services that we can offer for you if you just want to take that.
You got to get off this damn dating app, man. Why don't you just meet people like back in the days? You just meet them. What part of the Valley do you live?
I'm West.
West Valley.
Yeah.
McFadden's, Friday nights.
There you go.
Glendale, Westgate. Come through. I'll take care of you with a man.
Yes.
When in doubt, Thomas Road, man. Thomas Road goes through the whole valley.
Oh, my God. We don't know.
Thomas Road goes straight through. You can take Thomas Road all the way. What is it? Tonopah?
What?
Tonopah out there.
No.
All the way to the East Valley.
Girl, hold on 1 second.
These little dive bars.
You'll have fun at McFadden's, and we're going to stay away from Thomas Road.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hon. Hold on right there. We're going to take your info so we do take care of you. If you do want to come out with your girls, we'll take care of McFadden's Friday, okay?
Oh, thank you. You're
very, very
that.
Welcome. Swipe right on that Tinder.
Joey.
What?
Just acting like I know what that app is.
I know, you don't
like, what?
At all.
Is Tinder the one you swipe left and swipe right?
Yes.
See, I be knowing.
Stupid.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.